News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
There was a 259% increase in deaths by cocaine poisoning between 2013 and 2022. That's according to the latest research from the Health Research Board. And joining me to discuss is Dr. Susie Lyons, Head of the National Health Information Systems with the Health Research Board. Dr. Lyons, good morning. I suppose, look, you might just explain this. Is this pretty exponential with the increase in the use of cocaine? As in, is it the amount of deaths we would expect to see with the big boom in cocaine use that we saw between that decade?
So, yes, good morning, Sean. And so, yes, today the Health Research Board, we've published our data on poisoning deaths for the year 2022. And indeed, this report very clearly shows the impact of cocaine on drug-related deaths in Ireland. And just to put it in context, they've increased from 32 deaths in 2013 to 115 deaths in 2022. Mm. Now, indeed, yes, these trends in cocaine really reflect what is happening in the wider population, because many other studies and the data show a significant increase in the number of people using cocaine in the general population. So therefore, we can't be surprised to see its impact on poisoning deaths. And it is making an impact, because in 2022, cocaine was the second most common drug implicated in poisoning deaths in Ireland.
And when we see the demographics of people who are dying, a lot of people would say cocaine is seen as a more middle class drug. Are we seeing that reflected in the deaths, or are the people using it who are actually dying and having the worst impacts maybe from other classes?
So what we do see is the majority of cocaine deaths are men, 8 in 10. That would very much align, I suppose, with the other data that we see. But they are on average in their late 30s. And this means that these are people who are dying prematurely in the prime of their life, and would have left behind, for example, not only mothers and fathers, but also partners and children. And I suppose at this time of the year, coming up to Christmas, their loss will be even more keenly felt, especially because many of these deaths would have been preventable. I suppose some of what the data is telling us about cocaine-related deaths is that many cocaine deaths involved other substances, most commonly heroin, an opioid, methadone, which is a prescription medication for the treatment of opioid addiction, and benzodiazepines. You might know them as Valium or Xanax. And it is that it's an underlying trend for Irish drug-related deaths, is this polydrug use, this mixture of cocktail of drugs, which really increases a person's risk of fatal overdose. And this is what we're seeing as well, along with cocaine. I suppose the other thing of note for when we look at the cocaine deaths in our data is that 1 in 5 were injecting at the time of death. Okay. And again, this is very notable, because if a person is injecting drugs and then injecting a cocktail of drugs, this really significantly increases their risk of a poisoning death.
Okay, Dr. Susie Lyons, Head of National Health Information Systems with the Health Research Board. Thanks for joining us at News Talk Breakfast with those pretty stark figures.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.